This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The end of the Bloomberg era is fast approaching, and we're conducting exit interviews with some key players of his administration. New York City has seen a drastic transformation during Michael Bloomberg's 12 years in office, physically. And the driving force behind some of those signature changes, like the remaking of the Brooklyn waterfront, the construction of the East River Esplanade, and the ongoing Hudson Yards project, was Amanda Burden, director of the Department of City Planning and chairwoman of the Planning Commission. She's one of the longest-serving members of Bloomberg's administration. Her time as a member of the Planning Commission goes back even farther, to 1990. She joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC.
I'm delighted to be with you, Amy. My pleasure.
So 12 years is a long time to look back and reflect upon. Of all the things you've accomplished while in office, what are you most proud of?
Well, let me say a couple of things. We had a big challenge 12 years ago because it was just after the events of 9/11 that Mike Bloomberg took office. And the first thing he had to do was restore confidence in the city. And he did that in several ways. First, he had a vision for Lower Manhattan, which included a memorial and a rebuilding of Lower Manhattan. But very importantly to him was to have a five-borough city. And if you can think back, 12 years ago, we really thought of New York City as one borough of Manhattan. And now Brooklyn is probably more famous than Manhattan
is. Is there any one thing, though, that rises to the top, the cream of your coffee, so to speak?
My favorite project is now quite well known, and it's called the High Line.
Mm.
And even before I got this job, I went onto this elevated structure, which used to be an elevated railway taking meat to the meatpacking district. And it had become, over time, after the train stopped running, a kind of a garden in the sky that ran for 22 blocks, and it had become this wild landscape. And I thought, if this could be turned into a park, this could become the defining feature of a whole new neighborhood.
You're known for having a strict design aesthetic. Many developers have complained your requirements for facades and other design elements drove up their costs. Your response, was it worth it to expend that political capital on those particular aesthetic battles?
Good design is for everyone. It's not just for iconic buildings or museums. It really is for neighborhood. Neighborhood design, it gives a sense of pride of place. It gives a value. It really sets the stage for what should happen. Paying attention to details, how a building meets the sky, how it meets the street, whether you have a variation in window patterns, whether there are street trees. Each one of these details really makes the place feel like a neighborhood.
The incoming mayor wants to build 200,000 units of affordable housing over 10 years. Mayor Bloomberg also had an ambitious affordable housing agenda. In your opinion, what roadblocks stand in the way of achieving that goal of more affordable housing?
Well, we have tried to look at every place where the community would accept additional density. And communities are very sensitive. Each neighborhood is different to height. They are very, very sensitive to new height. And we have set height limits in every single part of the city. So the challenge for the new mayor is to persuade communities to accept additional height and density so that more affordable housing can be accommodated. And that will be a big challenge for him. It certainly was for us.
What's next for you, Amanda Burden?
Mayor Bloomberg has asked me to stay with him, and he's created a new entity, which is going to be called Bloomberg Associates. New York has become, around the world, the epitome that cities look to as to how to get things done. So this will be called a philanthropic consultancy, where we will be available to help other cities improve their quality of life. We kind of call ourselves an urban SWAT team. And, we have stolen from other cities many of the bike lanes and the rapid bus transit and what we've done on the waterfront. And we hope to learn from other cities as well as cities learning from us, and to solve sort of knotty, long-term challenges. And I'm very excited about this opportunity.
You should be. It sounds really exciting. Good luck in your new venture, and thank you for your years of service to New York City.
Thank Thank you, Amy. It's a pleasure to have talked with you.
Amanda Burden is the outgoing chairwoman of the New York City Planning Commission and director of the city's Department of City Planning. This is WNYC.